The Indian Removal Act of 1830 and the ensuing Trail of Tears stand as one of the most harrowing episodes in American history, a moment when the forces of expansionism and racial ideology collided with the lives and destinies of entire nations. It was a forced exodus, a journey of suffering and sorrow, marked by betrayal, violence, and the relentless pursuit of land. 1830 was a landslide. Andrew Jackson, the champion of the common man, saw Indian removal as both a necessity and an inevitability. To him and his supporters, the presence of Native American nations in the southeastern United States was an obstacle to progress, an impediment to the relentless push of white settlement. He framed removal as an act of paternalism, a means of saving Native peoples from the encroachment of settlers and the inevitable conflicts that would arise. Yet beneath the rhetoric of protection lay the brutal reality of dispossession. The Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Creek, and Seminole nations, known as the Five Civilized Tribes, had long lived on lands coveted by white settlers. Despite their efforts to adapt to American customs, adopting farming practices, written constitutions, and even forms of representative government, they were never truly seen as equals by those who sought their land. The discovery of gold in Georgia in 1828 only intensified the pressure. The hunger for land, resources, and economic expansion eclipsed any notion of coexistence. When the Indian Removal Act passed in 1830, it granted the federal government the power to negotiate treaties to relocate Native American tribes to lands west of the Mississippi River. But negotiation was often a facade. Many of these treaties were signed under duress, with tribal leaders coerced, deceived, or forced to accept terms that stripped them of their ancestral homelands. Resistance was met with military force. The Cherokee Nation took their fight to the courts, and in 1832, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Worcester v. Georgia that the Cherokee had the right to remain on their land, as they were a sovereign nation. But Jackson, defying the court's authority, refused to enforce the decision. His infamous remark, "John Marshall has made his decision, now let him enforce it," epitomized his stance. In the end, legal victories meant little in the face of executive power and the relentless march of white settlers. The forced removals that followed were devastating. The Choctaw were the first to be expelled, marching westward in 1831 through harsh conditions with little government support. Thousands perished from exposure, disease, and starvation. The Creek and Chickasaw followed, suffering similar fates. The Seminole, however, resisted, waging a costly and drawn-out guerrilla war in Florida that lasted for years. Even so, many were eventually captured and deported. The Cherokee endured perhaps the most infamous of these removals. In 1838, under the orders of Jackson's successor, Martin Van Buren, U.S. troops rounded up thousands of Cherokee men, women, and children, forcing them into stockades before beginning the long march west. The Trail of Tears, as it came to be known, was a journey of unimaginable hardship. Traveling through brutal winters, with inadequate supplies and constant exposure to disease, an estimated 4,000 Cherokee perished before reaching their new territory in what is now Oklahoma. For the Native American nations, removal was not just a geographic displacement. It was a cultural and spiritual severance. Their homelands were more than just property. They were sacred spaces, places of ancestry, memory, and identity. The land was interwoven with their traditions, and to be forced from it was to be stripped of something fundamental. The lands they were relocated to, though vast, were alien, unfamiliar, and lacking in the resources and connections that had sustained them for generations. The Trail of Tears was a defining moment in American expansionism, revealing the dark underbelly of the nation's quest for growth. It exposed the limits of Jacksonian democracy, who was included in the promise of freedom and prosperity, and who was expendable in the eyes of the state. While Jackson positioned himself as a president for the people, it was clear that the people meant only a select group, white, landowning men, eager to push westward. The consequences of removal reverberated far beyond the 1830s. Native American nations, though displaced and devastated, endured. They rebuilt, adapted, and resisted assimilation, preserving their languages, traditions, and sovereignty despite the odds. The forced removal, however, remains a scar on the American conscience, a reminder of how easily justice and humanity can be cast aside in the name of progress. The Trail of Tears was not just a historical event. It was a reckoning, a brutal testament to the cost of ambition and the weight of injustice. The roads westward were littered with loss, but they were also lined with resilience. and that, in the end, is what endures.